We're now going to take things one step further. How can you use the journey method to gain knowledge fast? I'm going to get you now to memorize a list of the 10 largest oceans and seas. Now, if I read this to you normally, you'd think this is impossible to memorize. Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, Indian, Arctic, Arabian Sea, the South China Sea, Caribbean Sea, Mediterranean, Bering Sea, and Bay of Bengal. Right, you've completely forgotten that, haven't you? Maybe you've remembered the first bit, the Pacific and a few others, like the Indian, South China Sea. But to get them in order is pretty difficult. Okay, you remember earlier I said, find a connection between two words. Just think of an immediate association. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to combine linking with the journey method. So when I say Pacific, what do you think of? Just the first thing that comes into your head. I think of pack of cards. Pacific, pack. Atlantic makes me think of Atlas. Indian, I think of Cherokee Indian. Arctic Ocean, what do you think of? Maybe an arc or an arch. So this time, I want you to form another journey, and it could be a journey from your home to work, or it could be an old school trip that you used to take, or maybe a journey along a coastal resort. So what I want you to do is prepare another journey of 10 stages. Because what we're going to do is we're going to memorize that list of oceans and seas. But in order to do that, you've got to have another journey of 10 stages. I don't want you to use the journey you've just formed around your house, because this method is so powerful that you've still got those images in your head from the wallet, the snake, the screwdriver. So it's got to be a fresh journey. So I want you to pause the program and work out another journey of 10 stages. Use somewhere different, a different location, like maybe an old school trip or the layout of your work, or maybe a trip around the town center. Whatever it is, pause the program and then come back. By now, I hope you've got 10 stages of a journey, a very familiar journey. So all I'm going to do with you is I'm going to try and ease those images into the background scenes. So go to the first stage of your journey, wherever that is, and now listen to the first description. It's Pacific Ocean. So the idea here is to associate Pacific with something. I suggested earlier a pack of cards. So let's do that one together. Now picture a pack of cards at that particular place in your location. Maybe you're on a beach or at your old school. Wherever you are, picture a pack of cards. Remember to use all the cortical skills. Use your senses, movement, exaggeration, humor. Okay? Leave the cards alone. Go to the second stage. This time, it's Atlantic Ocean. What do you connect with Atlantic? Well, why not try Atlas? Try to picture a huge atlas. Again, use logic. Why would the atlas be there? Maybe someone's left it there or they've dropped it. Or maybe it's to help you find your way along the journey. Okay, leave the atlas alone. Go to the next stage. Indian Ocean. Imagine bumping into a Cherokee Indian. Use interaction here. What's the Cherokee doing there? Move on. Next thing, Arctic Ocean. So, I would use an arch. Imagine walking through an archway. And again, is it a plastic one? What's it made of? Use touch, taste, sight, smell, and sound. Don't forget that. Okay, imagine walking through the arch as you go to the next stage of your journey. This time, Arabian Sea. Well, maybe the first thing that comes into your mind is Arabian Night. That's a nice, colorful character. Picture that. Move on to the next stage. Wherever you are now, South China Sea. Sounds like China tea. So I imagine a cup of tea. China tea. Using taste this time. Okay, move on. Caribbean Sea. Well, imagine a picture of a Caribbean island. Maybe it's somewhere you wish you were now. Perhaps you've been there on your holidays. But it's a picture. What size is it? Actually fix it to the location. Is it hanging up on a wall? Or if there's no wall, maybe you're outside in the town. Maybe it's on the ground. Okay, move on. Nearly there. Mediterranean Sea. Well, med. See, all you need is a little mental trigger. I imagine seeing a medal. That'll help me remember Mediterranean. So, medal. What sort of medal is it? Is it shiny? Fix that to the location. Okay, next stage. Bering Sea. Bering. What do you associate the word bearing with? How about ball bearing? Or ball bearings? Maybe you walk on some ball bearings that you didn't know were there and you suddenly slipped up. Okay. Now go to the final stage. The Bay of Bengal. You thinking of a Bengal tiger? That's a pretty colourful character. Great. Now, all the work has been done by your imagination. You've used association, and hopefully the journey has preserved the order of the information that you've just visualized. So, if you've used those three ingredients, there's a good chance now that you can repeat the order of those oceans and seas. Let's see. So, don't rush into this. Just go back to the first stage, and what do you see? I'll help you a little bit. Remember I suggested using a pack of cards. What does that trigger? Pacific Ocean. Good. Go to the next stage. Now what do you see? An atlas. And an atlas triggers Atlantic Ocean. You getting the hang of this now? Okay, go to the third stage. What do you see there? You bumped into an Indian Cherokee. So it's Indian Ocean. Next stage. Are you walking underneath something? What shape is it? An arch? So it's Arctic Ocean. Good. Next stage. This time you meet, what is it? An Arabian Night. Now this time, imagine that he's got the number 5 attached to him. This is to help you remember that this is the 5th stage of the journey. Good. Leave him alone. Next stage. Now this is the clue. You're tasting something. China tea. Okay. Next stage. Now it's a picture, isn't it? Of an island. Whereabouts is it? It's Caribbean Sea. Moving on. Something shiny. That's it. A medal. Now, move on to the next stage. Do you trip up here? On some ball bearings. So it's Bering Sea. And finally, there's a big, colourful, that's it, Bengal tiger. So now, if you go back again, you should be able to fly through those oceans and seas. And the more you do this, it's like creating pathways which get wider and wider the more you walk through it. So after a while, you'll just be able to float through it and go, Pacific Ocean, Atlantic for Atlas, Indian, Arctic, Arabian, etc., etc. And now you can pinpoint any one of those objects. So if I say, okay, what's the 5th sea on that list? Well, you think back, oh yes, we attached the number 5, didn't we, to the Arabian Night. So now you can tell me what the 4th item on the list is. Well, you just go back one stage in the journey. It's got to be the arch, which represents Arctic Ocean. Now, do remember that what takes an age for me to describe can be worked out by your brain in seconds. And again, the more you practice this, the faster you'll get at it. And already, probably you're beginning to notice that you're getting more creative. Maybe even it's a bit of a strain on your brain. Well, that's a good sign. What's the old saying? If it's not hurting, it's not working. Now, on the practical side, just begin to think what you could do with this method. You could memorize anything, a grocery list, a list of names, things you got to do throughout the day. It's endless. And the more you practice this, the better you'll get at it. Play around with the journey method. Issue a challenge to your friends and family. Just see how far you can take it. Now, in the next session, I'm going to give you the solution to the number one memory complaint: how to remember those names and faces. Now, with this technique, this is really powerful. You'll never forget a name again.